Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Scott Fox is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Scott's a member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends. He is an e-business expert. He is an online business guru. He helps companies, individuals, celebrities, regular folks like you and me, understand how to put our best foot forward online. And he's the author of Internet Riches, which is the book we first told you about when we met Scott a few years ago. And his new book is called E-Riches 2.0, Next Generation Marketing Strategies for Making Millions Online. Scott Fox, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Scott, we're gonna pick your brain. We're going to get into some things in a minute that you can help us with to help us make some sense of the online world, especially from a social media standpoint. Small business owners are really struggling to find the ROI perspective in social media. But before we do that, I want to talk about something I know you're excited about, and that's this what you call a tweet-a-thon. Now, imagine this. If I had said tweet-a-thon to you 3 years ago, Scott, what would you would have thought I'd been smoking something, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
What's a tweet-a-thon? You mean telethon, right? And
exactly.
I mean, Twitter has taken over our world and our lexicon, hasn't it?
Yeah, right. Corrupted the language.
Yeah. So what do you got going on?
Well, you're right. It is a telethon. Every day at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific, I'm at scottfoxshow.com, and we're raising money for charity. This is raising college scholarship funds for at-risk kids, and what we're doing is a telethon online, so it's a live video webcast.
Yeah.
But the twist of it is that it's a tweet-a-thon also, because I'm asking viewers and participants and my readers and your listeners to join us and tweet about the show. And for every tweet that they send to help us publicize it, not only can they bring other people in to help contribute, but I will personally donate $1 to charity for every tweet or retweet.
All right. So my audience could really run your bill up there, couldn't they?
Well, that's the idea. Exactly right. I give the profits from my books to charity anyway. I'm a big charity guy, and I was looking around at the holiday season, and as you mentioned, my new book, I'm a social media specialist, and I was trying to figure out, well, how can I do something nice this Christmas? And I thought, well, you know, I do all the social media stuff. How about I put those together?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give the money to charity more or less anyway, but I thought I'd sort of challenge the audience and give them an opportunity also to win stuff. We have a bunch of sponsors. We're giving away tons of great prizes.
All right.
To incentivize people to come and visit, and it's actually a lot of fun. It's about an hour show, a telethon each day on the web, and you can tweet, and we have a live chat room.
They can actually
going.
See your handsome face there, can't they?
Yeah, well, they can if they have to, yep.
And give us the address.
Yes, it's www.scottfoxshow.com at 3 p.m. Eastern every day this week. And it's only for four more days. It's 12 days of Christmas.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We're in, today is day 9 already, I guess. Yeah, so we've just got a couple days left.
So four more days today would be the ninth day. So it'd be four more days. And scottfoxshow.com. So what they need to do is go there and go to that website and see what's going on, and then just tell their friends that they're watching, just whatever, however they want to tweet about it. And how will you know? Will you just go and do a search for your name and come up with a number of tweets?
Yeah, that's right. So what they need to do to make sure that my assistant can track it is my Twitter handle is @Scott_Fox, @Scott_Fox. So if you send a tweet to your friends, just say you're watching the @Scott_Fox tweet-a-thon and you're having a good time, or you just want a new book or a flip camcorder or some of the things we're giving away, and we'll track that and we'll enter you for more stuff and we'll send some money to charity too.
And tell us about the charity.
The charity, as I said, it's a 501c3 recognized IRS nonprofit, so the donations are tax deductible, and it gives college scholarships to at-risk disadvantaged kids the inner city where I grew up.
That's great. And this is to any particular school, or it's to one particular school, isn't it?
No, well, the school is back in Detroit where I grew up in the inner city, but
right.
They can use the scholarships at any college.
Oh, okay.
And I pay all the administrative expenses myself for the foundation.
Good for you.
So
how much?
Any money gives 100% goes to the kids.
So there's no administration. And thank you for that, Scott. Thank you for doing a good job of that. So what about? Do you recommend this? I mean, is this the kind of thing that other people could be using to raise money for worthy causes? What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons I did it. I'm a small business guy, and one of the reasons I did it this way is that I wanted to demonstrate not just that you can raise money, but these are marketing tools that any small business owner can use. And the wonderful thing about this is that this is free. I'm broadcasting, and I don't have an audience nearly the size of yours, obviously, but I'm on with this. I have basically a television show on the internet,
right.
And it's free. I'm using a free service that I can tell you about if you tune into the webcast, and then I'm simulcasting it on a podcast on internet radio, and that's basically free. And then Twitter is free also, and all of these are tools that small business owners can use to create their own publicity and marketing platform as well.
Right, and so basically, they just need to do what you've done and find a charity if that's the angle they're going for, and they have to be able to demonstrate how the money is being used and then just encourage people to participate and really basically leveraging a community, aren't you?
Yeah, that's
in the case of what you and I are doing, leveraging many communities.
That's right. That's right. My core group are my readers, obviously, of both my books worldwide, and then I get out and I work with friends like you. Thanks to your generosity for having us on today and promoting, sharing with your community, and that's why I did the Twitter thing as well, because that's really the magic of social media. You mentioned earlier about ROI for social media. This is if I pay a dollar for a tweet, well, that gets people tweeting, and then if I give them stuff. Enter them in prize drawings, as we are. We've got an Amazon Kindle and a new Palm Central smartphone and dozens of copies of my books and other best-selling books. All those incentives, people start tweeting.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Scott. I'll send you 10 each of my two books.
Well, that would be great, Jim.
We've got your mailing address. Mm-hmm. And we'll send those to you, and you can just tell people you can get covers of the book there online and show it to folks on your television show, and we'll send you however many you want. We'll send you however many you want, and you can give those away and help you raise some money.
Well, thank you, Jim. That's very generous of you. So, folks, now you have an even better reason to tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern at ScottFoxShow.com.
And like you, I'll even autograph mine. So,
there you go.
And that'll make the value up or down 50%, 50 cents. We're not sure which way. it could go either way. Folks, it's Scott_Fox on Twitter. And what's the way? ScottFoxShow.com, right, Scott?
Exactly right.
ScottFoxShow.com. Check it out, folks. Next 4 days. Quick break. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.